Hello, hi listeners of the Vast Alliance Prophetic Spiritual Warfare Channel. A very good morning, afternoon, evening to you wherever you are listening to this podcast. First of all, I want to apologize that we have been gone for such a long hiatus. I counted back and the last update was at least 6 months ago. But even though I did not publish some of the things that God has been teaching me, but you know that those who walk closely with Jesus, He's regularly communicating with us, and we have a very robust learning model with Jesus. And there are many things that God has been teaching me and is still continuing to teach me through His Word. Through sermons, through experiences, and dreams, and prophecies. So I'm so excited. I'm just chock full of so many things to share with you, and I don't quite know where to start. Sometimes when God shares with you His heart during your quiet time with Him, you just want to treasure the things that God is telling you. There isn't a lot of motivation for me to post it publicly because I really do not want to gain anything from that, right? But I noticed that in the time when the podcast channel was quiet, I noticed that there were still many of you who stayed on with me. None of you left. And in fact, even though there were no updates, there were still new people that were listening and joining from time to time. And this made me feel very touched because I realized that there is this hunger out in the world where people are hungry for the Word of God, to hear from God. So for my old listeners, as well as for our new friends who join us, I'm sorry that I kept you waiting for so long. And I just want to share with you over the next few episodes some of the things that God has taught me, which I feel will be beneficial for you, that you will be encouraged. And also, hopefully you'll be more prepared because of what will be coming to the world in the future. And Amos 3:7 says that God will reveal some of His plans to His servants because God loves His people and He has sent His prophet to forewarn His people whom He loves. Now I'm just going to give a caveat or understanding to the listeners before I start sharing on the prophecies that I receive from God. 1 Corinthians 13:9 says that, "For we know in part and we prophesize in part." So I'll be the first to admit that my information from the visions will be limited and it's only a part of the entire thing that God is doing, right? And it has to be weighed and balanced with the Word of God and with your own prayer time and asking God. Okay, so now that we have got that understanding, are you now ready to hear? We will not be able to cover everything that God showed me in the last few months because I did not update for so long. But today I want to share with you as the starting point a tremendous vision that I received during the months of December to January of this year. I believe that it's a very important vision, and there's a reason why God took 2 months to fully show me the vision, and it kind of set the tone or the pace of what is to come in the next few years. This first part that you're hearing today may be scary to some of us, But God does not give us visions to scare us. There is always a redemptive plan and a solution that He has when He gives us the warning. I will not have time to cover the solutions that God showed me in the later months. I will talk about the redemptive plan that God has in the future episodes, but today I want to set the scene for what is coming to us in the next few years. Today's episode is about the economy. And for those who are businessmen, those of you who have an interest in the economy, you should listen to this episode because the vision is going to blow it out of the water for you. This happened some months ago during the crossover from December 2023, and as we were entering into January 2024, and the teachings and the vision that God was showing me lasted through this several weeks. During that time, as I was taking my daily walks near the beach, the ocean, and I was praying and worshiping God, I heard God told me that we must pray for the ocean. And I was surprised and bewildered, and I asked God, why must we pray for the ocean? And God showed me that the ocean is related to the world's economy. In Psalms 107 verse 23, it says that some went down to the sea in ships, doing business on the great waters. And they saw the deeds of the Lord, His wondrous works in the deep. And when I did some research in the secular world, I saw that the UN Trade and Development says that maritime transport is crucial for international trade and the global economy. Over 50% of the value and 80% of the volume of international trade is carried by the sea. And so that is why God told me that the ocean is related to the world's economy, symbolically. And as I prayed for the ocean, I heard God ask me, what is underneath all the water in the ocean? And I saw that it was land. If we were to drain the ocean of all the water, it is land, territory. And then God asked me, if you own like a little pool in your backyard and is filled with water, but if you drain the pool of all its water, what do you have? And I saw that it was land. I would have an empty pool in my backyard. And then God asked me, who does that land or that pool belongs to? And it was me, the owner of the estate, who owns the land underneath the water. And so God asked me, who owns the ocean? And my answer was, that was Him, God, the creator of earth and the oceans. He owns it. And so I understood that God owns the global economy. I'm just telling you step by step how God taught me. He taught me so many things that I'm trying to streamline it and highlight the most important things to share with you, but still retain the impact of what it was when He told me at that time. And so God illustrated that as we in nations often pray for our nations, our lands, we can also, as Christians, pray for the land under the ocean, which symbolizes the global economy. We can pray for the global economy, which belongs to God. It's under His jurisdiction. And I saw that often our churches may ask us to pray for our nation, our country, or our leaders, and there are organized prayers for that. But I do not know whether we have organized ourselves to pray for the global economy, which belongs to God. But we can start to pray, especially the economy that will impact us where we are. And I saw in my vision that as God has situated His mighty angels to guard over nation states and countries, He also has His angels that guarded over the global economy. And I saw that as we pray and contend for the peace of the economy that affects us, God will dispatch His angels to carry out what He agreed in our prayers. And I saw that in this way, the anointed businessman of God or the corporate person of God could pray spiritual warfare and affect some part of the economy. In this imagery, if let's say the world's economy was a piece of dirty floor rug, like a small little carpet, and I saw the hands of God take hold of it at the ends and start to shake it out, or His angels shook it out in this violent movement, like you would shake out a piece of dirty carpet. And as He did so, all the debris and the corruption and the dirt flew out of it. And I saw that because we as a people have largely neglected to pray for the corporate world, Satan has taken advantage of this to set up his strongholds in the corporate world. And as a result, Satan has taught the masses a lot of wrong values, like materialism, consumerism, like insatiable greed, the stress and the pressure of the rat race, unhealthy competition or politics or gossiping or backstabbing. And I saw that God was moving the spiritual tectonic plates of the economy. So as He shifted these plates, there was a great upheaval and chaos in the economy, as the old established corporations or organizations or financial institutions, they were being shaken as the spiritual tectonic plates moved. And so I saw that there would be a shaking in the world's economy. And as a result of this shaking, many of the old establishments and some businesses will be affected, and some of them would fall. And I saw the angels of God shearing away, cutting off the entrails or the roots of some of this wrong structures as the spiritual tectonic plates moved. So I want to tell you what you may have already known to get prepared for a shaking and a shake up of the world's economies in the following few years. So let me briefly summarize the point that we went through from my vision. First, the world's economy belongs to God. Second, God is shaking out the debris or what is wrong with the current corporate structures or economy. Third, we must pray to contend for a piece of the economy that affects us. And lastly, get ready to expect a shaking of the economy. And this is the first part of the vision that I want to share with you in today's episode. In the future weeks, God showed me more and more of what we can do and how to prepare ourselves for this coming move of God. I will try to share with you some of the most helpful lessons that I learned for myself as well, so that hopefully it can also help you in a little way. But before I end today's podcast, I want to leave you with this imagery that I saw. I saw this mid-sized rock that was in the ocean. And I saw that there were these waves that kept hitting upon the rocks, and the waters keep rushing up towards the rock over and over again. And I heard the Lord say, wave upon waves, rock upon rock. And I understood that over the next few years, we will keep hearing about such news. We will hear about waves of inflation, waves of retrenchment, waves of business collapsing. We will hear of waves of diseases outbreak, waves of natural disasters again. We will hear about waves of riots, tensions, suicide, depression. But the Lord showed me that as these waves keep coming, there are also, for those who trust in God, there are waves of His healing, waves of His provision, waves of His miracles, waves of His victories, and they keep coming as well to counteract against these waves of bad news. There are the waves of God's glory. And I saw that Jesus was the rock upon which, if any other rocks try to come against Jesus, they will be smashed to smithereens. And the rocks of this world means that any nation or power or organization that prides itself as above God. So if depression or addiction or poverty or the Antichrist come against the rock of Jesus, they will be smashed to pieces. Upon the rock of Jesus, our salvation. I want to leave you with this, and I want to close the podcast episode on this note. Thank you, my friends, for listening, and those who love Jesus, may He be with you and your family to help you and to protect you and to expand you forevermore. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.